are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Ryan Peacock with you on this Tuesday edition of the show. It is a special edition, the first ever Locked On 49ers Trivia Challenge. It's Trivia Challenge, Roman numeral one. I have three guests joining me today to compete for the bragging rights of being the champion of the first ever Locked On 49ers Trivia Challenge. Sully, Carl, and Chris will be joining me momentarily. We will get to know them a little bit better. First, I do want to remind everybody you can subscribe to this show everywhere that you can find podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya. You can also find the streams of all the shows at LockedOn49ers.com, including other content and where to subscribe there. Also, find me on Twitter at BD Peacock. So let's get going on this thing. The rules first. This will be broken down into four rounds, four quarters, if you will. The first round, a little warm-up round, we'll get going with some one-point questions. Round number two is going to be the decades round. We're going to be covering different time frames, give competitors a chance to put the ball in the end zone. We've got touchdowns, extra points, and field goal values in round number two. Then after halftime, we've got round three, which is the knockout round. Competitors will have an opportunity to continue as long as they can until they get two wrong answers. Then they will be eliminated and potentially have a chance to build up a little bit of a lead before the fourth and final round, which is a one-question wager round to decide our champion. These are 49ers and NFL questions. This is definitely 49ers heavy, and even some of the non-49ers questions will have some 49ers ties. And one other wrinkle, contestants do each have one challenge flag that they can pass on a question and send that to another competitor. So let's get to know our contestants here, starting with Sully.
Yeah, my name is Solman, aka Sully for short. I'm in Hayward, California, and you know, since we're talking 49ers, I'll share my earliest 49er memory, which was back in 1993 when they were playing the Saints and on a Monday night football game in November, and that's kind of how I became a 49er fan, was just watching it with my dad.
Heck yeah. I love it. And Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself. Hello. Where are you from?
My name is Chris. I am also from Hayward.
What?
Currently living in Manteca. A huge 49er fan. I'm kind of young, though. I'm 30 years old. My earliest recollection is the playoff game when we came back and beat the Giants.
Heck yeah. That's crazy. So two guys out of this whole group of people, two people from Hayward in on it. That's crazy. Okay. Carl, tell us who you are, where you're from, a little bit about yourself.
So I live in Narragansett, Rhode Island with my beautiful wife, and I've got four crazy kids. Been a 49ers fan for as long as I can remember, since I grew up watching football. I would say my favorite underrated 49ers player is Merton Hanks.
Yes, Merton Hanks. I think, everyone agrees Merton Hanks is amazing. Anybody that grew up in that time and watched ball in the 90s has to love Merton Hanks. Chris, a little bit younger, but I'm sure you've seen The Duck Walk, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I just actually showed my son that the other day on YouTube.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and I believe Merton Hanks, he did it because of his son. I think it was a shout out to his kid the way he did it, if I remember correctly. Which one of you guys was mentioned Ihani Awazike?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that was you. Okay. Yeah. No, that's a good pull. That's a good pull. That's going to help you out in this trivia if you can pull names like that. That's a good one.
I hope and so.
There might be an Awazike reference in here. Who knows? We'll see. All right. With that, let's get going with a little bit of round one. We're just going to go around, and I just randomly picked you guys in a certain order. So we're going to Sully is leading off, Carl, two, and Chris is in the three hole. And we're just going to go around. And remember, you guys have one challenge flag if you want to use it, which will basically swap you with the next person in that turn. You still have to answer a question, but you will get to move that question on to the next person if you don't like it. You get one for the whole game, and you can't use it in the last round. So one for the first three rounds. Remember, that's out there, and use it strategically. First round, these are worth 1 point. First question, start out a little easy, goes to Sully. You probably had this on a shirt somewhere. What year were the San Francisco 49ers founded?
1946.
That is correct. 1946, All-American Football Conference, not yet an NFL team. One correct for Sully. Let's go to Carl with the K. In Super Bowl 16, what kicker helped the 49ers win their first title by connecting on 4 field goals and 2 extra points, accounting for a game-high 14 points scored for this player as the 49ers defeated the Bengals 26-21?
Oh, that's a tough one. I thought this was the easy round.
there's some little bit tougher ones that are mixed in. Say again?
Was it Mike Kofer?
Oh, that is a good guess. It was not Mike Kofer. It was his predecessor. It was Ray Wershing.
Oh.
Ray Wershing was the answer there. All right, let's keep it going. Let's go with Chris here. This draft class set the 49ers up for a continued run of greatness. And I know, Chris, you said you're a little bit younger. You might not remember this era maybe a little bit, but this draft class set the 49ers up for a while, featuring Tom Rathman, Tim McIver, John Taylor, the great Charles Haley in the fourth round out of James Madison, Steve Wallace, Kevin Fagan, all long-term starters for the 49ers. What year were all of those 49ers drafted?
Okay, so I'm just going to try to rationalize this.
I like it. Talk it through.
Charles Haley, Rathman. You know, I'm going to go 84.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Very close. It was actually 1986.
Ah,
it's all right. We're getting warmed up here. These are only 1 point questions. You're not going to win or lose the trivia in this round. This is back to Sully. Worth 1 point. The Deflategate controversy broke out after the 2014 AFC Championship game. Who were the New England Patriots playing in that game?
The Indianapolis Colts.
That's it. Sully, 2 for 2. Jumping out to an early 2-0 lead. Carl, what Cowboys 99-yard run from scrimmage put him in the NFL record books, the longest run from scrimmage in 1983?
Ooh.
This is going to be interesting. I want to see how good you guys are, not just with the 49ers, but the rest of the NFL and some NFL history here.
Was that Tony Dorsett?
That was Tony Dorsett. You pulled it. Nicely done. Chris, who was first athlete to rap at the Pro Bowl musical gala in 1995? 1995 NFL rapper.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Deion Sanders.
Yep, that's it. You nailed it. Deion Sanders must be the money. Okay, what team? This is to Sully again. What team has been drubbed in Super Bowls by scores of 27-10, 39-20, 42-10, and 55-10, losing all four of those games?
The Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos. Sully is 3 for 3 in this one. Let's go to Carl. What teams played in the first All-California Super Bowl? I'm not going to give you the year.
Okay. Was it the 49ers and the Chargers?
That was it. 49ers, Chargers.
Right.
Carl's got 2 points. Chris, what quarterback got stuck with the given names Yelberton Abraham? Yelberton Abraham. Who is this all-time NFL player?
Oh, that's Y.A. Tittle.
That is Y.A. Tittle. Good call. See, you know some stuff about the past. I love it. let's keep it going here with Sully. What Baltimore Colts great led the NFL in passing in the 1960s with 26,548 yards?
Johnny Unitas.
Johnny U. That is correct. To Carl, what Pittsburgh Steelers great was the first wide receiver to be named Super Bowl MVP?
That would be Lynn Swann.
Lynn Swann, that's it. Maybe a little Dante Pettis for Lynn Swann, maybe? Some gracefulness, the way they move. I kind of like that. Move around, very interesting. All right, here we go. Let's finish up this opening round with Chris. What record-setting quarterback was the NFL's 82nd overall pick in a 1979?
That's Joe Montana.
That's right. That's Joe Montana. All right. So you guys were very close here. Carl and Chris only missing one. Sully got all four correct. Sully's got 4 points. Carl's got 3 points. Chris has 3 points after round number one. Now we're going to crank up the intensity just a little bit. But first, a word from our friends at Blue Chew. Guys, do you remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them day or night, anytime, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Most guys talk a good game, but Blue Chew helps your follow-through. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made right here in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special offer for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Locked On. That's one word, Locked On. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, BlueChew.com, promo code Locked On to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Round number two, the decades round. What we're going to do here is there's going to be a group of questions. They're going to be about a certain decade. This is like a touchdown and an extra point. So I'm going to ask the question. It's going to be worth 6 points. Then I'm going to ask you what year it was or maybe another fact about that question that you can use for that extra point to get the 1 point. If you don't get the main question, you might be able to salvage a field goal by getting the year and still getting 3 points, sort of settling for a field goal here. So we're trying to do football scoring with this second round here in the decades. Let's go all the way back to the 70s, and we're going to get a little bit more recent in some of these questions. But let's start in the 70s, going back to our leadoff hitter, Sully. In 2018, Kendrick Bourne led the 49ers with 487 yards. Named the last wideout before Bourne to lead 49ers wide receivers with fewer than 500 yards. And again, this is the decade of the 70s, so that gives you a little hint there. And if you listen to Locked On 49ers regularly, you might have heard this factoid.
It's a tough one, Brian. I'm going to go with Gene Washington.
Oh, that's a very good guess. No, that is incorrect, though. The right answer is Freddie Solomon.
That was the other guy I was thinking.
He had 458 yards to lead the team, but you could still salvage a field goal out of this. What year did Freddie Solomon lead the 49ers with 458 receiving yards?
78.
That's it? 78. Nice. Nailed it.
It's a lucky guess.
That's a great guess. And, of course, 78, then Bill Walsh was hired in 1979. Dwight Clark, Joe Montana were drafted in 79, followed by Jerry Rice, then T.O. And wide receiver production was not a problem for a very long time there, starting in about 1979. Carl's up. Question, the great Bill Walsh, I just mentioned, was hired in 1979. What team did he coach in 1978, the year prior to getting his first NFL head coaching gig with the 49ers?
Stanford?
That is correct. Stanford University. And where did he, what team was he coaching for when he got his inklings of what would be the West Coast offense where he was a quarterback's coach?
Was it USC?
That would be the Cincinnati Bengals under Paul Brown.
Oh.
Cincinnati okay. Bengals. But you put it in the end zone for 6 points. That's our first touchdown of the game. Let's go to Chris. We're still staying in the 1970s. When this player retired after his 1979 season with the 49ers, he was second on the all-time rushing list with 11,236 yards behind only Jim Brown. Who is this player?
Is it Joe Perry?
No. O.J. Simpson.
Oh, wow.
The great O.J. Simpson. So you can still salvage a field goal here. What year did O.J. Simpson win the Heisman Trophy?
Oh, man. I think it's, is it 64?
Close, 68. The great O.J. Simpson on Twitter, by the way. All right, we're gonna take it a little bit closer to where we are here in time. We're going to go to the 80s. We're still back in the future, but not quite as far back. Some of you guys might have been alive here in the 80s to remember some of this stuff. Let's go to Sully here. The question is, the Chicago Bears had a famous rap song called the Super Bowl Shuffle that went the 80s version of viral and eventually hit the Billboard Hot 100 chart. But the 49ers actually released a song that was equally cheesy but predated the Super Bowl shuffle, featuring such 49ers greats as Dwight Clark and Roger Craig, and there was a ton of players that were involved in this thing. For 6 points, name the title of that 49ers song that predated the Super Bowl shuffle.
Ooh, that's a tough one, Brian. Another one.
You're doing all right for yourself, Sully.
The Gold Shuffle?
That's a great guess. I like seeing the wheels turn there. That was a great guess. No, the name of the song was called We're the 49ers. For that field goal, though, can you name the year?
85?
No, 1984. The Super Bowl shuffle was 85. We're the 49ers yeah. came out in 1984, the year before. And that, by the way, We're the 49ers is not to be confused with the many songs that were released by numerous teams, including 49ers Rap. The 49ers came back with another one, as bad as some of these have been, which is kind of mind-boggling. But, 49ers Rap came out in 1989. That one featured some fire bars from Jerry Rice, actually. And I probably don't have to tell you, yeah. So extremely cringeworthy stuff. And maybe the best worst all-time of those 80s weird team songs was L.A. Rams' Ram It. I don't know if you guys remember that one, but it's pretty funny. 80s were a crazy time, man. It's still hard to believe that that other teams saw the Super Bowl shuffle and thought, yeah, man, let's do that. When athletes learn they are not musicians, and when will musicians learn they are not athletes? Probably never.
No.
All right. Let's go to Carl here. Keep it going with the 1980s. We all know Joe Montana never threw an interception in a Super Bowl. But what quarterback drafted in the 80s has thrown the most Super Bowl interceptions with 8?
Would that be Jim Kelly?
No, that is a very good guess, though. And he did lose a lot of Super Bowls. It is John Elway. For the field goal here, what year was John Elway drafted first overall by the Baltimore Colts?
1983.
Yes, same year as John Kelly, or as Jim Kelly. That crazy quarterback draft of 1983, John Elway, number one overall. And there was, of course, the big scandal with the Baltimore Colts, and he didn't want to go there, ended up with the Denver Broncos. So 3 points for Carl in that one. Let's go to Chris, staying in the 1980s. Former 49ers speedster Ihani Awazike, as we mentioned earlier, was drafted in 1996. He was born in Nigeria, but was not the first Nigerian-born NFL player. For 6 points, what former Chiefs running back was known as the Nigerian Nightmare?
That's Christian Okoye.
Boom, you nailed it. 6 points for Chris. And for the extra points, what year did Christian Okoye lead the NFL in rushing with 1,480 yards? 10 more than Barry Sanders that year.
Let's go with 88.
Ooh, so close. 1989. The beast, Christian Okoye, and Tecmo Bowl legend, too. I mean, that's... I just bounced. Guys bouncing off Christian Okoye and Tecmo Bowl. I loved it. All right, here we go. Let's stay at the 1980s for one more round here, one more go-around. Let's go to Sully. Most football fans below the age of about 45... have played one iteration of the Madden football video game franchise or another. What platform was the original version titled just John Madden Football released on? In other words, what hardware did you have to play the original Madden? I'll accept a couple of answers here.
I want to say Sega Genesis.
That is incorrect. Before I tell you what the answers are, do you have a guess on what year the original Madden came out?
1990?
1988. Ooh. And remember, we got the 1980s category here, too. So there's a little hint there for you. You missed on. But it actually came out first for the computer, for Apple, PC, and the Commodore 64 and the Commodore 128, which I don't think I've ever seen one of those consoles in my entire life. All right, Carl. You got a shot here. Sully came out hot and has faltered the last couple of questions here. And looking at the numbers, we're pretty even right now. Carl, you have a chance to jump out to a lead, though. Who was the first wildcard team to win the Super Bowl? Again, we're in the 1980s right now.
Was that the 49ers?
It was not the 49ers. You were close to home, though. It was the Oakland Raiders. Do you have a guess on the year on that one?
1980.
You nailed it. Super Bowl 15. That'll give you 3 points. All right, let's finish up the 80s, then we'll jump into an era a little bit closer to where we are now. Chris, this player had some big games for the against the 49ers, but versus the New Orleans Saints, he set the single game record for receiving yards in a game with 336. Who is that player? I want to give some more hints so bad, but I don't know if I should.
They're welcome. They're welcome. Let's see. So 1980s receiver. I'm going to have to guess this one. You know what? I'm going to say Michael Irvin.
Mark Irvin's a good guess. He was prolific, but the answer was Flipper Anderson, whose son, Drez Anderson, played a little bit for the 49ers. And yeah, Flipper had a nice run there in the late 80s and early 90s. All right. One more roll through here with you guys, each getting one more question. We're going to jump all the way up to the 2010s, and maybe some of this stuff's a little bit more fresh in your memory.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, let's go to Sully here. This Fresno State quarterback was drafted number one overall, later spent just one season with the 49ers. Name that quarterback.
David Carr.
That is David Carr, correct. And for the extra point, what year was he the third string quarterback in San Francisco?
Oh, I was going to have the game where we put him in. For Alex Smith. Oh, man. 2010.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Okay. Yep. You got it. 2010. You keep forgetting what decade we're in here.
2010s. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That was 2010. That was the Singletary, and he gets fired. So Tom Sula comes in and coaches one game at the end of the year. And then Harbaugh shows up in 2011. 7 points. Is that our first touchdown with conversion? Wow. Okay, here we go, Carl. During the 49ers-Ravens Super Bowl, following the 2012 season, there was a power outage. Before the 49ers made that furious comeback that would fall just short, Ravens winning 34-31, what was the score at the time of that power outage in the third quarter?
Oh, 22-3?
Not a bad guess. It was 28-6.
Oh.
And for the extra point, or for the field goal here, where was that game played?
New Orleans.
Yep, Superdome in New Orleans. You're kicking a lot of field goals here, but you're leaving some points on the board, Carl. All right, let's
just
finish
like
up.
The Niners offense, right?
Exactly, stalling out in the red zone. True to form. All right, Chris, let's finish up the decades round. A.J. Jenkins, an all-time 49ers bust of a wide receiver, was drafted in the first round before being swapped for what Chiefs receiver the following year?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and challenge. He's my challenge.
Oh, the challenge flag. Okay, I like it. The challenge flag. So that means, Sully, this is your question. And then after this, Carl and Carl will get one more, and Chris will get two more questions.
Got it.
So okay. The question goes to you. A.J. Jenkins, all-time 49ers bust of a wide receiver, drafted in the first round before being swapped for what Chiefs receiver the following year?
John Baldwin.
Yes, John Baldwin is that Chiefs receiver. What year was that A.J. Jenkins drafted? In the first round, number, I think it was 30 overall.
2012?
All right, Carl. In the epic 2012 playoff contest between the San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay Packers, most people will remember Colin Kaepernick making some big plays as a runner, but the first points of the game came on a Colin Kaepernick pass. Who scored on that play?
Michael Crabtree?
That is incorrect. The answer is, and this is sort of a tough one, it's a trick question, Sam Shields. It was a pick six.
Oh.
Pick six for the Packers. He scored that that first touchdown. But the field goal is easy on this one. I knew that was going to be a tough one, so the field goal is easy on this one. What college did Colin Kaepernick have a record-setting career before he got drafted by the 49ers in 2011?
Nevada.
That is correct. Keeping your field goal streak alive, Carl.
That's it.
All right, Chris, we've got a couple of questions for you. You already used your challenge flag. We're out of 2010s questions, so we're just going to move around here. What college did 49ers great Harris Barton? We're back to the 80s, by the way. What college did 49ers great Harris Barton attend?
Oh, man, I have no idea. Virginia?
The correct answer is North Carolina, but do you have a guess? He, by the way, went first round, 22nd overall. Do you have a guess what year Harris Barton was drafted? You got a 10% chance.
I'm going to say 83.
1987 was the year. 1987. All right, Chris, back-to-back questions for you. We got one more for you. Which 49er is a descendant of a Chicago mob boss nicknamed Joe Batters after using a baseball bat as a weapon on three mobsters who had betrayed the outfit?
I believe that's Jimmy G.
Actually, it's not Jimmy G, but you know what? That could absolutely apply. I can see why you would guess. I can see why you would guess Jimmy Garoppolo. The answer is actually the 49ers' second overall pick this year, Nick Bosa.
Oh man, you know I was going to say Bosa.
Yeah, and so here's the year question for you. We're in the 90s. I'll give you the decade. What year was Nick Bosa born? It's going to make everybody feel old.
Oh man,
I'm going to say 98.
Close. 1997, October 23rd, 1997, still only 21 years old. All right, so let's tally up these points here. Take a quick break before we finish up with rounds three and rounds four. This is going to go a lot quicker. Here are the scores, basically at halftime, after two rounds, and it's a tight one up top. Sully and Carl are tied at 21 points. Chris... all those field goals, man. Sully was going for six, and Carl was just lining up those Robbie Gold field goals, and he was money there. Chris, falling a little bit behind the last couple of questions. I love the strategy. You're not knowing the question. You dropped the challenge flag, but then it came back around, and you weren't able to capitalize on it. And so Chris is in third place, needs to make up some ground with 9 points.
We'll get it done.
Yeah, you're going to get it right here. You can go on a run here in round three for sure. And by the way, thanks to all the listeners that sent in some questions. Some of these I wrote, some of these I found, and some of these were listener submissions. So a lot of questions from a lot of different places. So shout out to all those listeners who dropped some questions on you guys. Let's start with a question that was submitted by Anthony. The 49ers joined the NFL in 1950. We talked earlier about how they were founded in 1946. They actually joined the NFL in 1950. Who was the first ever player selected by the 49ers in the NFL draft that year?
It's Leo. Oh man, he has a weird last name. Manabe, something like that.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I want to give it to you. You got the first name. You got my son. My son was not named after this player. This is Leo Namalini. You butchered it. I can't give it to you.
Not even a half point, Brian.
I can't do that. It's the knockout round. You got to know your Hall of Fame 49ers. He's a Hall of Fame offensive and defensive lineman, actually, and then went on to be a pro wrestler. Leo Namalini, the first ever draft pick for the 49ers. All right, Carl. In November of this year, against the Denver Broncos, Jerry Rice scored his 200th career touchdown and surpassed Walter Payton to become the NFL's career leader in total yardage. What year was that?
1997?
Incorrect. That was 2002. See, I wasn't sure how hard these were, how long this was going to go. This might go quickly, and you might not have a lot of points here. And thank you guys, by the way, for being the guinea pigs for this. So if I do this again, I know how hard or easy to make it, but this has been a lot of fun. So I appreciate you guys joining me here. Let's move on to Chris. You have zero strikes so far. Caden Smith was the 19th player drafted by the 49ers out of Stanford University. Stanford has the fourth most players taken by San Francisco. What college has the most players drafted by the 49ers all time?
I'm going to say USC.
Boom! Nailed it. 3 points for Chris. Yes. Wow. USC. Well done. All right. We're gonna keep this question going. I mentioned that Stanford is fourth. So Sully, Chris got number one, USC. Who is the second college that has the most players drafted by the 49ers?
I'm going to use my challenge here, Brian.
Oh, you're okay. I like this. So, Carl, moving it on to you. Who is second? What college has the second most player drafted by the 49ers?
You know, I have a good guess, but I think I might have to use my challenge flag on this one, too.
Ooh, challenge flag. Okay. A challenge. That's a tough one. All challenges have...
Sorry, Chris.
All challenges have been used. Flags have been challenged out. Chris just gets all these... just keeps getting all these questions dumped on him. So, Chris... keep it going, man. What do you think? You got the first one right. Can you guess the college that has the second most 49ers drafted?
All right. The first one that jumped in my head was Clemson. I'll go with Clemson.
Oh, no. Clemson is incorrect. And so that means you have your first strike. All right. Let's move along here. All right, Sully. Name four quarterbacks who started for both the Chiefs and the 49ers.
Joe Montana.
That's one.
Elvis Garback.
That is two.
Steve Bono.
That is three. One more.
Oh, man. Alex Smith.
Yeah, I was like, man, is he going to forget Alex Smith? Oh, all right, 3 points for Sully on that one. Everybody still has one strike. Carl, after a catastrophic knee injury, what team did former 49er William Bar None Floyd, by the way, he was called Bar None because he was the best fullback in the league, Bar None. What team did former 49er William Floyd go on to play for before announcing his retirement?
The Detroit Lions?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
William Floyd played for the Carolina Panthers, and that means Carl has been knocked out with 21 points, still a good number going into the final round. So we're down to two competitors here. Sully and Chris still have one strike apiece. Chris, how many Super Bowl MVPs were on the 1994 49ers roster that won the Super Bowl?
I'm going to go with three.
Boom. Chris coming up strong with three. That is correct. Steve nice. Young, who won the MVP award in that Super Bowl. Jerry Rice was the Super Bowl MVP after the 1988 season. And Richard Dent won it with the Chicago Bears in 1985. All right. Chris still live. Let's go to Sully. How many future Super Bowl winning head coaches were on the staff of Bill Walsh's 1988 team?
Oh, man. Hitting me with those 80 questions, Brian. All right, let's see. Two? No, three. Three, final answer. Three, final answer.
Final answer, three. The correct answer is two.
Oh.
Shouldn't have changed it. George Seifert and Mike Holmgren. Mike Holmgren lost a couple, but he won one with the Packers. Of course, George Seifert won the next year.
I was thinking Mike Shanahan was on there.
Yeah, so Shanahan showed up later. He was not on.
Yeah.
He was not on Bill Walsh's staff. He showed up on George Seifert's staff. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when I was writing this question. I was thinking the same thing too. I had to double check. I was like, man, I thought Shanahan might have been there, but no, he was not there yet.
Dang. Oh, should have stayed with the original.
All right, Sully's out. Chris, how far do you want to take this thing?
All the way.
All right. Here we go. In 1995, the 49ers spent multiple picks to move up to draft J.J. Stokes out of UCLA. What selection in round one of 1995 was Stokes ultimately taken by San Francisco?
You got me. Let's see. If they moved up, and you said 95?
95.
So they took the number 32 pick, I assume. I don't know what the second pick was that they used to move up with. I'm going to say 17.
They moved all the way up to number 10 overall to take J.J. Stokes, and that ends our knockout round. And by the way, that was a crazy trade. So first of all, Atlanta traded number 10 to Cleveland in exchange for Cleveland's first-round pick at 26 and Eric Metcalf, if you guys remember the great return man Eric Metcalf. And then Cleveland flipped number 10 to the 49ers. The Niners traded number 30 overall. They traded number 94 overall and 119 in that draft, and then 1996's first round pick as well to move up all the way up to number 10. It was very similar to that Atlanta trade when they went up for Julio Jones. Didn't work out quite as well for the 49ers, though.
I don't think J.J. Stokes was anywhere close to Julio Jones.
And that means, okay, so Carl did not add to his total, still with 21 points. Sully now has a slim lead with 24 points. He added three. And Chris added six to his total. That means he is at 17 heading into the final wager round. Sully with 24, Carl with 21, and Chris. I'm sorry, my bad. Chris, you have 15 points. I tried to give you too many.
Oh, okay.
So you got 15 points for Chris. Remedial math. That's why I work in radio. And so that means we're going to, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song here for you guys while you think about what you want to wager on this final question. And by the way, you can wager 0 points. You can wager all the way up to however many points you have on this question. So there definitely is some strategy involved in how you want to wager this thing. And the category is scoreboard.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody got their wager ready?
Sure.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't want to turn this off yet. Enough of the 49ers song. Jerry Rice leads the 49ers in all-time scoring with 1,130 points. What player has scored the second most points in 49ers history? I'll give you another second to think about that. All right. Are your answers locked in? Write those down. Don't show me yet. And we are ready. Let's start with Chris. You came in to the final round with 15 points. Who was your guess as the player that is number two all-time in scoring after Jerry Rice for the 49ers?
Okay, so I went with Phil Dawson. I believe I heard somewhere that there was a kicker that was our number two scorer. So that's who I went with.
I like where your head's at with that answer. I do like where your head's at with that answer. And how many points did you wager?
I guessed 15 points.
All of them. That's a good strategy. You kind of had to do it. That leaves Chris with 0 points because he's incorrect. Carl, what was your guess to that question? Second all time in 49ers in points.
I was thinking along the kicker line also, but ultimately I just went with the touchdowns, which was the opposite strategy of my trivia session here. I went with Terrell Owens.
See, that was wrong. You should have stayed with the threes and the kicker theme, man. You should have. Oh, that is the incorrect answer. And what did you wager?
I wagered 6 points.
6 points. Good guess, though. T.O. is actually the second non-kicker on the list. But it is, in fact, a kicker who is number two. That is what we're looking for. Sully, you came into the lead with 24
Chris
points.
Chris was on the right track.
You came in the lead with 24 points. These guys are dying over here. Who was your guest? Second all-time 49ers history in points.
I guess Mike Kofler.
Oh, Mike Kofler is a very good guess. You're on the right track with the kicker theme. He is, I believe, either third or fourth overall on the list. He had a nice run. But that is also incorrect. How many points did you wager there, Sully?
10.
10 points. Okay.
Hurt myself there, Brian.
You did. Wow, that came into play, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Should have gone with the zero.
The correct answer, by the way, we've heard this name already in this trivia. Might have been actually the first question of the entire thing. Ray Wershing.
Ray Wershing.
He had a 10-year run with the 49ers, 77-87, kicked a whole bunch of field goals, and he is number two all-time to Jerry Rice with about 979 points. The next five after Jerry Rice are actually all kickers. Kofler is one of them, and then T.O. is number seven overall with about 502 points, so T.O. has less than half as many points scored as Jerry Rice in 49ers history. So, Chris had 15 points, wagered 15. Everybody got it wrong. That leaves him with 0 points, and this got interesting. Carl, with 21, wagered 6. That left him with 15. Sully came in with 24, wagered 10. That left him with 14. So that means Carl with the K is our winner by 1 point.
Congrats, man.
Thank you. Hey, great job, man.
So in the end, Carl, the kickers and the whole field goal thing did actually work out for you. How does it feel to be?
Brian would have came with a hard one at the end. Uh-huh. Only zero.
How does it feel to be the first ever champion of Locked On 49ers Trivia Challenge?
It feels great. It feels great. This was a lot of fun. The competition was stiff. You guys were really good. Ultimately, if you kick enough field goals, you might get lucky.
Hey, and just like the NFL, margin of victory is slim. So sometimes having that great kicker, man, that's all it takes. That's the difference in the game. All right. Congratulations again to Carl. And thanks again, fellas, for joining me here, Sully and Chris. I know there's some listeners out there that are probably thinking, man, I could take these guys down. Okay, well, when we do it again, you let me know. And just remember, when you're live and it's on the air, it's not as easy as you think. If we do it again, I'll definitely have it more streamlined after Carl and Chris and Sully were nice enough to be my guinea pigs. And darn fine competitors, too. Thanks again to those guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Be back tomorrow, another Winky Wednesday, right here on Locked On 49ers.